This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 2-for-1 Show, the Adam Carriker Show, the show where you get 2 hours worth of info in 1 hour because I talk so freaking fast. All right, we got 3 questions we're going to get to. Oh, and I was just chatting with Jake during the break. I was like, man, I really thought we might have a change in the play caller duties announced at the press conference today. I told my wife today, I was like, dude, we're going to keep our eye on it. There might be something announced. She's like, nothing's going to change. Nothing changed. And just one more instance where my wife is right and I'm wrong. All right, Jake, let's get to the text.
All right, 402-464-5685. Sorry, Heyman Jewelers text line is how you can chime in on the show and ask your questions. We got a few of them here. 6090 text in. Adam, in your opinion, what is the one major thing derailing our offense?
It's the offensive line. It's why I've talked about it more than any other position group. We're not getting much out of our receivers. They're not blocking. They're not really getting open, although we had some open receivers last game, and Dylan missed them. Let's be honest. Let's be fair. He missed them. But again, I'm not going to put the world on the shoulders of a true freshman starting quarterback. That's on the coaches that made that decision. A rough quarterback decision 2 years in a row to put so much on him after making the decision to have Jeff Sims last year. The offensive line is the most experienced group on the entire offense. The defensive line, O-lines, are the two most experienced groups on the entire team. We have the fifth most experienced group on offensive line in the entire country. We have the assistant coach who's been here the longest, Donovan Raiola, year 3. I use the word expectations and not potential, the E word and not the P word, because it was time to use that for the O-line. We haven't been able to run the ball. We have not been able to protect Raiola when it matters the most, even though we are improved in pass protection. I think we focused on it too much. But when we need to do it the most, 4th and 5, fourth and goal from the 5, what happens? Like 15 UCLA players sack Raiola at the 15-yard line, a 10-yard loss, okay? UCLA, one of the worst pressure rate teams in the entire country, had 4 sacks, 7 tackles for loss on Saturday. We can't run the ball. We don't protect Raiola when we need it the most. The Illinois game in overtime, those blitzers were running wild. They were running free. I don't want to put it all on the offensive line. It's not all on the offensive line. But if you ask me what the biggest issue is, an average running back can be really good with holes. A really good running back can suck with no holes. A quarterback isn't very good on his back, especially if the receivers aren't getting open. It's not all on the offensive line. But if you're going to ask me the position group that I had hoped would contribute the most, and we haven't quite gotten that return that I had hoped for. Did I phrase that appropriately, fairly, nicely? Feelings not hurt? Probably not. The offensive line. What's next?
Steven simply says, Adam, what if the process is wrong?
It's a fair question. You look at Indiana, zoom right by us. You look at Colorado, holy crap, that's a sore subject now. They're like tied for second in the Big 12. Kansas State lost, got upset. Iowa State lost, got upset. They are projected by a lot of people to be in the Big 12 championship game now. And if they win that one game, if they make it and the rest of their games are winnable, they're in the college football playoff. My point is simply this. If the process is incorrect, we don't know that it is. We don't know that it isn't. We know that it's slower. That's what we know. The process is definitely slower than at other places. That's inarguable. Now, is it wrong or is it just slower and better for the long term? We don't know. But what I see is things happening faster, things happening quicker, and things happening better at other places that don't have the resources we do. And that's hard to deal with. And it makes people question if we're ever going to get there. And I think that's a fair question. If the process is wrong, I'm not going to answer that question. All right, what's next?
South Becker Dan asks, you know, we all want to make a bowl game. Do you think we would have a lot of players opt out of a bowl game if we did make one?
The answer is it's a two-part answer. It's the answer and then my response if this does happen. The answer is yes, because that's what people do in college football now, especially with the 12-team college football playoff. Bowl games are going to mean even less and less and less. A year from now, I'm not going to sit here and talk about going to a bowl game. Unless we don't go to a bowl game this year, I'm going to be like, all right, we finally went to a bowl game. Now it's the college football playoff. That's what matters. Okay. But Nebraska hasn't been in so long. I'd like to thank everyone who opted out of one a few years ago. And I was one of the few people that vocally said I didn't agree with that. And I got lambasted for it, but that's okay. I'm still standing. Well, I'm sitting, but you get my point.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If players opt out, which they probably will if we do go to a bowl game, it's their right. It is their right. I don't think it should be. I think there should be fines. I think there should be punishments because you're not honoring the entirety of your scholarship, which is a contract. That's my opinion, but that's a topic for another day. I will have some thoughts. They will not be in support of mass opt-outs, and they will be strong, and I will voice them at the appropriate time if we get to that point. All right. Anything else, Jake, or is that good for now, question-wise?
I think that's good for now.
All right. How much time I got?
About 2-3 minutes.
That's all I need. Time to react to college football games from this past weekend. Boise State, Lambase. Easy for me to say. San Diego State, 56-24. Good Lord almighty. Ashton Gentry ran for 149 yards, 2 touchdowns. All right. He's still one of the top 2 Heisman candidates in the country. Oregon beats the team formerly known as Michigan. That's a bad joke from a Nebraska guy, but they are 5-4, but that's okay. Oregon goes into Ann Arbor. Just great to see, like, programs and uniforms like this playing each other on a much more consistent basis, from USC to Michigan to Penn State to USC to Oregon to Michigan. That is one of the awesome things about conference realignment. You know, if you're a Pac-12 fan, maybe not so much, although you are making a resurgence, but I digress. Oregon beats Michigan 38-17 in Ann Arbor. Florida and Georgia, this was a game. This was a game. There were fights in the stands. I'm not encouraging fights in the stands. I'm just saying this is a heated rivalry and a heated game. Georgia was tied with Florida 20-20. Unfortunately, Florida's quarterback goes down with injury. Speedy recovery to him. I don't know what his injury is. Georgia ends up pulling away 34-20. Ohio State, Penn State, the game of the weekend. Penn State comes out 10-0, pick 6. Here we go. They're finally going to get over the hump. All of a sudden, Will Howard gets his revenge. All right, the Ohio native. Couple of touchdown passes. Ohio State really never looks back, to be honest with you. Penn State's defense scored more points than their offense. That's never great. Ohio State beats Penn State 20-13. They're now the number 3 team in the land. Penn State, here's the thing. They're still both going to make the college football playoff. I mean, unless they just have an utter collapse, which Penn State doesn't have a tough schedule the rest of the way. And Ohio State's probably going to get in unless they just collapse. So they're both probably going to get into the college football playoff. All right, Miami beats Duke 56-31. I'm sorry, 53-31, where nobody wanted to play defense. Tennessee beats Kentucky. Man, Kentucky doesn't have a great record. They're 3-6, but they are the king of playing top 10 teams really close. Remember when they only lost by like 1 point to Georgia? But Tennessee wins 28-18. A&M runs into a buzzsaw. This is a South Carolina team that only lost by 2 to Alabama on Bama's home field. Then they had a pick 6. Had LSU beat. The quarterback, after you throw an interception, is a live player. You're no longer a quarterback. Gets blocked to the ground, lays there, acts hurt. By the way, walks off the field just fine afterwards. Flag, called back. South Carolina ends up losing that game. This is a team that's 5-3 that could have been 7-1, 6-2. They smoke A&M, who's still probably going to get in the playoff. And I predict right now, Jake, mark it down. I predict A&M beats Texas later on this year.
Ooh.
At Kyle Field. Iowa State goes down to Texas Tech 22-23. Iowa State still in the Big 12 championship game running. Clemson gets thumped 33-21. The game was not that close. Look at the stats. Watch the game. This was a thumping. They got spanked like a 4-year-old in Kmart, ladies and gentlemen. Indiana is for real. 47-10. They take down Michigan State. Kansas State also upset, loses to Houston. That's Houston's the highest ranked team they've beat since 2017. Pittsburgh, SMU, big time ACC showdown. SMU kind of mollywops them, 48-25. SMU is for real. They're back from the death penalty that they got served in the 80s. Ole Miss dropped 63 on Arkansas. Nobody wanted to play defense this weekend. Army beats Air Force. They seem to be the best of the Naval Academy, of the Academy teams. We'll see when they play Navy. And Illinois gets upset by Minnesota. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Adam Carriker. He's been producer Jake. Until next time, go Big Red and always remember, it's Meltdown Monday. It's okay. We'll see you on Tuesday. Go Big Red and always remember to throw the bones.